you were a guy who came to spring training almost life and death to make the ball club out of options and determined to put on a good showing. And here we are, not even 2 weeks into the season, that you've shown them so much that John Gibbons is confident to use you late in games, tying run on to get a big out. That must feel great.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. And, you know, it's, that wasn't, you know, part of my plan. My plan was just, you know, just get my work in spring training and, you know, get the arm in shape and ready to go for the season and you know, do whatever they needed me to do, you know, during the season, or, you know, whether it's, you know, long guy, you know, short guy in the early part of the game, or, you know, whatever they need me to be. And, you know, I got to say, being in the back end of the bullpen and coming in when I have the last couple of times, it's been awesome. I love it. And it's very addicting. It's like it's like the best drug ever. It's, you know, the adrenaline you get from coming in, it's awesome.
We have, you know, they have Sergio Santos here and Casey Jansen, and both of them are tremendous closers. And I think everyone kind of expected, well, Santos gets the eighth, maybe Darren Oliver, and Casey Jansen gets the ninth. And Santos was in good shape, but there's a lefty coming up, and the call went out to you, and so it was almost surgical the way you took apart Mike Moustakas. Four pitches, boom, and you're out of there, and it looked so natural and so terrific.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely it doesn't feel abnormal to me to, you know, come in, you know, that late in the game and, you know, of course, to a lefty. You know, I did it for 2 years in college. I was out of the bullpen my freshman year, but, you know, I wasn't labeled the closer until my sophomore year. And you know, it became very natural for me to come in that late in the game and you know, kind of shut the door. And you know, I think that's why I'm so comfortable with it right now is that reason.
We're with Brett Cecil, and you talked about it being addicting, getting those big outs late in the game. There must be a different feeling for you when you're in there than when you're even starting a game, or when you're coming in the fifth, up six, down six.
Definitely feels different now. Just the work that I put in the off season, and you know, how the arm's feeling, and you know, it's a great feeling, being, you know, what I've been through the last 2 years, you know. Searching for you know, whatever it is you want to say I was searching for, velocity, control, whatever. Yeah, it's definitely it's a different feeling, it's a new feeling, and it's a great one.
What comes first? Because, like you said, the last 2 years have kind of been looking for a way to get back in the big leagues and have that kind of have a team's confidence in you on a regular basis. You used the Steve Delabar weighted ball program, so the velocity came back up. The command is back. The confidence is back. Out of those three things, is it the velocity back that led to the command and confidence? Is it the confidence that led to the other stuff, the command that leads to everything? What comes first?
I think it's got to go confidence, command, velocity. You got to have confidence in your stuff no matter what you have. And, you know, command overtakes velocity any day of the week. You know, I mean, perfect example, I saw it before I came out here. Strasburg, 96-mile-an-hour fastball to Gattis, and it was above his head, and, you know, he hit it out of the ballpark. I don't think it makes a difference if that pitch is 88, 83, could have been 100, he probably could have still hit it out. So command definitely overtakes velocity all the time.
But there was a time when you thought otherwise. I mean, like, you telling me that just reminds me of a couple of years ago, when in spring training you gave up a home run to Dan Uggla, and you said at the time, if that was 93, I might have gotten away with it. 88, I couldn't. So has your mind changed on that, or just coming to the realization?
Sometimes you can get away with bad pitches with a good velocity, but I think in, you know, the past 2 years, I've never had that loss of velocity in my life, so it was kind of hard to deal with, and that's kind of all I wanted to get back. And instead of focusing on, you know, where the pitch is located. And, now that I've been through all that, that's definitely whatever takes velocity. And like I said, sometimes you can get away with, 95 at the belt, and they foul it off. But, with these hitters up here, that's not going to happen very often.
Brett, thanks for this. Appreciate your time. And it's been a blast watching you coming out of the back of the bullpen.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.